All right, Bible students, it's time to open up Mother's Old Black Back Bible and get straight into the Word of God. On this broadcast, we're not trying to preach to you some denominational doctrine or some kind of handed down doctrine. We're just trying to preach to you the truth. The Bible teaches that ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. It doesn't say that Protestantism will set you free, or Catholicism, or any other kind of ism will set you free. The Bible says the truth shall set you free, and Jesus is the truth. And He's not only the truth, He's the way, He's the life, He's everything. And there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. In the United States of America, there's no other name other than Jesus whereby a soul can be saved. In all of Europe, every nook and cranny, in every valley and every hamlet and every village, there's no one that can save in all of Europe except Jesus Christ. There's no one that can save in Asia and Africa except the Lord Jesus Christ. Down under, the only one that can save is Jesus. And all of this vast universe created by God, and all of this world of the billions of people, regardless of their religious leanings, there's only salvation in one name, and that is the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm afraid that what's been called Christianity down through the years has tremendously failed. In the first century church, they were on fire for Christ. Jesus was born in a stable. That was characteristic of the humble nature of the church of the first century. But when they started baptizing thousands and then millions, there were individuals that weren't satisfied in being elders or bishops in their own church. They wanted to be the bishop of the whole county. Then they wanted to be the elder or the bishop of the whole state and the whole country. And then there were some naive, self-centered men around the world that wanted to be the bishop of the whole world. And in their greed, they brought apostasy to what was a wonderful, wonderful movement in the first century. And so what we're trying to do is to cut back beyond all the trash and rubble that has been added by man. Friends, Christianity is not gold crosses and robes. Christianity is not high spires and cathedrals. Christianity is love and compassion and hope. And it all comes through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, and He alone, is the hope of the world. And what do you think of Him? Well, we have finished our last off of the peninsula trip, evangelistic trip for the year 2009. We have engagements right here in our beloved Delmarva area, and we'd like to see some of you in some of our meetings, but it's been wonderful to be out on the road this year. I don't know exactly how many meetings, but starting last January, we had a full schedule, and we're thankful for the way God blessed us up and down the highways here in this beloved country. We've just finished a crusade tour. We started out with the old-fashioned camp meeting in Georgia. We had a great time down there with Tony Sullivan and the brethren. Our old friend Linwood Smith was sick and not able to be there. We want you to be in prayer for him. And then from the old-fashioned Georgia camp meeting in North Georgia, we went to Versailles, Indiana, just a little bit west of Cincinnati, had a great fellowship there. Then we went to Wythful, Virginia, down a little bit southwest of Roanoke, Virginia. We were with Greg Dill, who is, by the way, a protege. He's one of the converts here on Delmarva. He was raised here on Delmarva. There were baptisms into Christ in that Wythville revival. And we're looking forward to our meetings here on the Delmarva Peninsula. And also, after a little time off doing our radio work and so forth and evangelizing locally, we're looking forward to a full schedule, nearly full schedule, in the month of January. Bible friends, as you know, we've been in a series on the subject of what the Bible says about baptism. And my, what a blessing came as we wrapped up our final message on this subject of baptism. Telephone rang, and there was a young family man that was on fire for Christ. He brought his Bible to a local restaurant. We sat there. He listened to the Word of God. He read the Word of God, and immediately, like they did in Bible days, the same hour he went on the base of his faith, and he was immersed, baptized into Christ for the remission of sins. And right there in the establishment, there was another lady that expressed interest in the same thing. And then we received a telephone call. There's some more interest. And so I'm thankful for the way this broadcast is reaching out into the hearts of people. And my friend, you might be an oxygen tent. If you've not obeyed the Lord Jesus Christ, if you've not repented and been immersed, you better get ready. You better make arrangements to get out of that tent or take it with you and obey the Lord. If you're in the hospital, in a rest home, or if you're in perfect health going down the highway, God has given us the plan of salvation. He gives us a lifetime to obey, and we've studied what the Bible says. We're going to go on to another subject now other than baptism. We'll be coming back to it. Of course, we'll conclude with it because it's a part of the plan of salvation. But have you been baptized the Bible way? And the Bible way to be baptized is after you have heard the gospel and you believe it and it has touched your heart and you repent of your sins, and you're willing to confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, then you go down into the water, you're buried, you bury that old life, and you come up out of the water a new creature, having been cleansed by the blood of Jesus. The Bible teaches that Jesus died, He was buried, and He arose again. And when you want to be saved and want to do what God has told you to do, you must recognize you're dead, you must be buried, and you arise again. That's why the Bible says, buried with Him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with Him through the faith of the operation of God. And so it's not the H2O that takes away your sins, it's the blood of Jesus when you're baptized down into His death. And so thank God for all of you. Give us a call. We'll go anywhere to preach the gospel, share the word, and I've shared with those of you that are in churches, large or small. If you have some kind of a project that you want to use the money for, don't pay me. Just use it for the project. It's reward enough for me to get to preach the gospel of Jesus without charge. And we don't ask for money on this radio broadcast. I don't believe we've ever asked for money in 40 years, and we're not planning on asking for money to pay for the local broadcast. Not too long ago, when they had the so-called God is Dead movement, we asked for help in order to fight that doctrine, but we do not ask for money on this radio broadcast. Now, I want to wrap up today our series on the subject of baptism and get our telephone number at the end of the broadcast and give us a call. We'll meet over a cup of coffee somewhere, or you can come to our house, or we can come to your house, or we'll sit out on the boardwalk, we'll do something, sit out on a boat, anywhere we can tell someone about Jesus. My, it's wonderful to tell people about our Lord Jesus Christ. In the book of 1 John, chapter 5, we have what I believe is the last mention of baptism directly. I want to go to Revelation chapter 7, where we have an indirect reference to it, but it's interesting what the Apostle John says here in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 7. He says, there's three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. Of course, the three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now listen to what he says about this earth. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. Now, friends, the Spirit means the Spirit. The water means the water. Some try to say it doesn't mean the water, but the Spirit means the Spirit. Then the next phrase, the water means the water, and the next phrase, the blood means the blood. And until Calvinism, until the Baptist-type doctrine, until the faith-only doctrine came along just a few hundred years ago, for well over 1,000 years, practically all scholars, all Bible scholars around the world of every language understood that the water here meant baptism. As we go back to the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 5, where Jesus said, except a man is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. For 1,500 years, Christianity understood that the water there was baptism. But then Calvinism came along, and the faith-only doctrine that has been so popular in America today, it has gained ascendancy, but it has not gained ascendancy over God. God's Word is still true. And scholars for 1,500 years understood that when it says, except a man is born of water and the Spirit, the water meant baptism. The same thing that Jesus said in Mark 16:16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And so when you believe in Christ and repent of your sins And when you confess your faith in Christ and you are baptized, not sprinkled as a baby or not having water poured on you, but immersed, buried, like the Bible says over and over and over again, read Romans 6 and read Colossians 2, read John chapter 3, read 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Just read the whole Bible, friends. It's full and it'll amaze you what you find out if you'll just read Mother's Old Black Back Bible. And then it says here, there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. They're bearing record in heaven now. And then there's three that bear witness here on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the Word. And when you obey the gospel of Jesus, you receive the Holy Spirit. Repent, the Bible says, and be baptized, Acts 2:38. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. Listen to this. Sometimes we forget this. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And so when you were baptized, if you were baptized right, you not only receive remission of sins, but you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And if you have not been immersed, baptized in water on the basis of your faith, if you have not been immersed for the remission of sins, you do not have, now let's repeat that, if you've not been immersed in water, baptized for the remission of sins, you do not have the Holy Spirit. You might say, well, I feel like it. Friends, you can feel like you have the Holy Spirit, but you don't have Him. Just by feeling like it, you say, well, I know it in my heart. You don't have the Holy Spirit just because you know it in your heart. You don't have something proven true about the Bible just because you feel it or you know it in your heart. You only know it if God's Word says it. We've got to get off of this feeling bins that is so popular in America today. If it feels good, people think that it's the Holy Ghost. Well, friends, all of this good feeling doesn't have anything to do with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will make you feel good, and you'll feel good because you're saved. You're not saved just because you feel good. You receive the Holy Spirit when you obey Him. Read Acts chapter 5 and verse 32, that God gives the Holy Spirit to them that obey Him. And so if you want the Holy Spirit, you've got to be baptized. Guarantee with heaven and earth as our witness, you do not have the Holy Spirit until you've repented and been immersed for the remission of sins. And the Church of Christ must not be ashamed of this doctrine. The Christian Church must not be ashamed of this doctrine. The Baptists, the Presbyterians, the Catholics, they're all going to have to get back to and away from man-made doctrine that simply says you're saved when you feel it and we know it. You're going to have to know it because God's Word says it and you obey the gospel. All right, now we're going to leave 1 John chapter 5. There are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit. You received the Spirit when you were baptized into Christ. The water came into play in your baptism, and the blood, when you were baptized, the blood of Jesus took away your sins. And this is not a strange doctrine. Friends, this is the doctrine of the Word of God. And you look at all, practically all of the old commentators, the old ones, before all of this new thought, feeling, faith-only Calvinistic doctrine back before that. There wasn't anything to argue about. Basically, practically all scholars agreed on what we are telling you. And all we're telling you is exactly word for word, syllable by syllable, comma by comma, what the Bible says you have to do to be saved. Well, our time is up. It's time for the ones on the control to get over to the control board. We're going to get ready to turn up the music. But we're going to remind you one last time, you've got to be in Christ to be saved. And the Bible says, for as many as have been baptized into Christ hath put on Christ. Let's close with prayer. Father, thank you for this broadcast. Help us to be faithful. Help the people to be faithful. And bless the program to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.